On the show today, we have Pure IT Credit Union Services' very own Gene Frederickson talking about a new conference coming up in 2020 called CU Intersect. So check out our interview and don't forget to go register. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Gene Frederickson from Pure IT Credit Union Services. Gene, how are you?
I am doing great. Sunny Florida, although it's about 60 degrees here today.
That's cold for you guys.
Yeah, life is good.
Good. And happy holidays to you and your family as well as we embark on the holiday season. So,
yeah.
Good stuff. All right. So you guys, the folks at Pure IT Credit Union Services, are embarking on a new conference next year called CU Intersect. So what's this conference all about? How is it different from the others out there?
Okay. Well, you know, in the past, there were two organizations that tried to bring its own people together. There was the National Credit Union, ISAU, which is a threat-sharing organization. Mm-hmm. And they've always had their own conference. And then Pure IT was the same. They would get people together in regional meetings. But, you know, as we look at the challenges being faced by the credit unions today, it really focuses not just on security, but also on resilience.
Okay.
So when we started looking around, we said, you know, the NCU ISAU is very good at threats and the security and those kind of awareness issues. And who is really exceptional on the other side, making things are backed up, that your vendors are cleared, that the resilience is there, that your policies and procedures are in place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Pure IT is a very strong partner there.
Oh, yeah.
So it made a lot of sense. We had a couple meetings, got everybody together, and it found out we had a tremendous amount of synergy.
Really? Okay.
I knew it. They said, well, what the heck? Mike's going to be there too.
I will.
You can't come to a party and they won't invite me. So, you know, so I'll be there. But, you know, seriously, I think it's going to allow us to bring in speakers that will cover a wide range of challenges being faced by the credit unions today. And, you know, I feel really good today that we're going to get some strong value out of it.
No doubt.
Houston, it's a good place.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. And so, I mean, you piqued my curiosity, Gene, because you talk about resiliency. So what do you mean exactly by resiliency? Is it keeping the learning ways to keep the hackers at bay or keeping your security? What's the resiliency here, what we're talking about?
Well, it's, you know, on one side, it is keeping the hackers at bay. On the other side, it's making sure that your data is backed up.
Okay.
So just think of resilience as you, as a credit union member, when you log in the middle of the night, because you'll relate to this, you've got to go out and buy formula and diapers in the middle of the night. That information has to be available to you in a snowstorm and a thunderstorm 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
It has to be secure. It has to be available and it has to be right.
Mm-hmm.
Those things pulled together are resilience.
Okay.
We learned a lot of lessons this last year with the hurricanes, with the wildfires. You know, the most resiliency in BCP plan stopped with spinning the new site up. Well, nobody thought about their data center burning down.
Yeah.
Not having any connectivity to Puerto Rico. So it's expanded. And one other thing is now that you outsource a lot more of your equipment and your services, how do you make sure that they're doing the job that they should?
Oh, exactly. Good point. So who is the conference for? Who's your target audience for this conference? Who should come and attend and soak it all in?
Well, we're going to have different tracks. I think that really what we'd like to focus on is the people responsible for the programs. And, you know, so the managers, the CISOs, the people responsible for the security programs, sort of, you know, we've had some interest from people wanting to get some of their board members there to find out what's going on and be able to, you know, birds of a feather, kind of, you know, find a friend, do some reference, make a connection.
And so how do you see it benefiting the attendees, the credit unions overall? Is it just educating them, giving them takeaways to take back to their shops the following Monday morning and say, hey, we gotta get going on this type of stuff. We gotta implement this, or what's the big benefit here for them? Obviously, I mean, I think we both know the answer, but I want to get your take on it.
You know, an awful lot of it, maybe this is a little different. A lot of it is productivity.
Okay.
So you walk into your board and they say, geez, Mike, how are we doing? And you've got one of two viewpoints. You can give your best guess on what you know about your own organization. You can have a group of friends that you can benchmark, you know, that you can say, well, compared to other credit unions our size, here's what they're doing. If you need a vendor management procedure or policy, call up a friend, make those connections, or from the conference, get some boilerplate. Come back. Don't do everything from scratch.
Right.
The credit unions are so understaffed for security folks that we've got to share, you know, our diagrams and our boilerplate and the kinds of things to help raise that level.
Can you give us a couple of two or three like topics, issues, trends that you guys are going to be covering? Obviously, cybersecurity, it sounds like one of them. Business continuity sounds like another one. What are some of the topics that will be covered there?
Well, so obviously business continuity, that was a good one. We're also going to have speakers talking about what's next on the regulatory front. There is a lot of new regulations, directives coming down from the government that we're going to have to deal with. So there's that. There's going to be some sections on how to talk to the board on executives talking to the workers, right? So what kind of questions should they be asking?
Right.
And what's a good answer? It's, you know, the other thing is I'm going to be there. I love tap dancing. So if you get there and you don't really see exactly what you want, come and find me.
Okay.
Or come and find you.
Yeah, right? I'll put you in the right direction.
We'll put you in contact with the right people.
Yeah.
That's what this is about. We want to make it good for what you want and what you specifically need. We can't be everything to everyone, but we're credit unions. Helping people is what we do.
Well, and I assume the networking is going to be second to none, like they are at most conferences, because, I mean, this is what our industry is all about, is collaborating and saying, seeing what works and what doesn't work. And so the same thing is, I'm assuming, is going to happen here as well. So it's that's always one of my favorite things about things like this.
Yeah, the collaboration is really the key.
Good stuff. All right. And so having said that, what are some goals? What do you guys want to achieve here? Obviously, education, awareness, all that type of stuff. What are some goals that you guys want to achieve?
Well, education, absolutely. Awareness, benchmarking, the building that sphere of influence that you have. Personally, one of my goals is trying to maybe find some people who can partner and help each other out.
Oh, good point.
Experienced person with a less experienced person. Is that going to work? Sharing of boilerplate, looking at sources, where to get it, and then bringing external viewpoints in to the conference that we really need. There's a lot in the big scary world other than credit unions, and we're going to get some of those people to come in and talk to us about what's going on, and so we're aware.
Yeah, I really like the bringing in that outside perspective into our industry and then kind of putting our spin on it. So yeah, I love when people do that type of stuff. Sounds like you guys are doing that, going to do that quite well.
Good.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, Gene, where can folks go to find out more about the conference coming up and to register to attend? Because I'm on the website right now. So,
well, ncuisao.org. So you can go to the page and follow the link.
Okay.
Or cuintersect.com.
Got it.
It'll take right to the page. There is some preliminary agendas, speakers, bios, all those kinds of things out there.
I'm excited. All right. Yes. CUintersect.com. Go there and they can register now, right? Or they, is there
now? Okay. Please. Yes.
Good stuff. And it is, let me get the dates here real quick for everyone. March 30th through April 1st, 2020 at the Royal Sonesta Hotel in Houston, Texas. Wow, it looks like a nice hotel too. So good stuff.
Boots, belt buckle, and cowboy hat.
That's right. Prepare. Get prepared. Deep in the heart of Texas. All right, Gene. Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. And again, happy holidays to you and your family. And we'll see you at the conference for sure.
Thank you.
If not sooner.
It's a pleasure, Mike.
All right, Gene. Thanks again. Appreciate the time.